What? Yelped Jaina as soon as Dala had exited. You want me to sit for an interview with that bottom feeder? You want me to turn in?
Jedi Solo,
said Hamner, his voice and face both hard as ice.
Whatever tacit approval you had or thought you had from me before you started this little adventure, you knew full well that you would be forced to take responsibility for your actions if they ever came to light.
We have Juan and we have Seth, Leia said, reaching across the table to squeeze her daughter's hand. That's what you performed the mission in order to accomplish. Dala's letting us keep them, if not our pride. Han muttered something and Leia elbowed him.
Your mom's right. We won this round and Dala knows it.
Hamner rubbed his eyes tiredly.
I could wish that no one involved was thinking about winning rounds at all. What's important is that we find a way to help these poor Jedi and keep them and others safe.
Say that to Javis Tyr, just as you said it here, and you'll have a chance to make Dala's so-called punishment work for us, Leia said. And I, too, wish we weren't on sides, but we are for right now, and we simply have to deal with it the best we can.
Ma'am, said Dorvan as they were escorted out of the room and walked the long, imposing hallway toward the entrance where the reporters hovered. I've taken the liberty of drafting a statement for you to read. There's a way you can turn this all to the GA's advantage. Dala threw him a disbelieving glance, but quickly skimmed the statement on his datapad. She was impressed. All the facts were there, but the word choice, the order in which they were presented, and the conclusion that would be drawn from it all certainly gave the impression that all was right in the Galactic Alliance.
Quinn, what would I do without you?
I rather think you'd miss Pocket.
Still, Dala mused as she stepped out in the throng of reporters and now gawkers, she had not gotten what she wanted. The Jedi had wriggled out from under this yet again. A thought began to form in the back of her mind. If she couldn't have the Jedi where she wanted them, she might settle for the next best thing. She smiled, stepped up to the makeshift podium, and began to speak.
Moff Lesserson's private residence, Coruscant.
Vanson, said Lesserson, speaking into his comm. Are you watching HNE?
I am, and I must say it's absolutely riveting programming.
It was, without a doubt, Javis Tyr's day. First the coverage of the insane Jedi rampage, then the expose of the fact that the Jedi had another crazed knight stashed away in the bowels of their temple. And now the coup de grace, an exclusive interview with no lesser personages than acting Grandmaster Kenth Hamner, Master Silgal, a Chandra Fon Jedi named Tekli, and both living Jedi Solos.
I understand he has his own show now. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets bumped to prime time after this.
Indeed, said Lesserson.
Leia Solo was speaking now, looking directly and sincerely into the holocam, doing her best to smooth over the bluntness of her offspring.
He is a resourceful one, isn't he? He could prove very useful.